Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, June 30th marks a major change in Brisbane's bus networks, with many commuters' routes being changed, renamed or split in half. A report this morning from ABC Radio has created a guide for all passengers ahead of the biggest change to Brisbane buses in two decades. One of the adaptations includes the metro routes being a turn-up-and-go service, running every 5 minutes on weekends and during peak hours. This comes as great news to all university commuters or workers travelling via the M2 between UQ Lakes and Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. A full digital timetable will be released on the TransLink website to the public ahead of the 9th, but passengers can find any changes to their individualised routes by using the TransLink Journey Planner app or website by selecting a date after June 29th. The Queensland government has claimed millions of dollars in deceased estates in recent years after authorities were unable to find a beneficiary to claim the money. With inherited wealth turning into consolidated government revenue, the Queensland Attorney General is being called to update the current Succession Act. A representative spokesperson for the Attorney General, Deb Frecklington, has said she has requested a comprehensive briefing of the review. Possible changes include banning adult children from contesting their parents' will unless the estate is worth less than $250,000, as well as changing the definition of spouse. Queensland Law Society's Succession Law Committee Chair, Angela Cornford-Scott, has noted that the Succession Act needs to be modernised as things have changed dramatically since its creation in 1981.
In national news, Australia's largest telecommunications provider has fallen short of regulator standards, failing to provide emergency services for people with hearing and speech impediments during a period in 2024. In time-critical emergency situations, Australians should call 000. However, when using a type and listen or telerider device, also known as TTY, the number you should call is 106. This connects to police, fire, or ambulance services. An investigation by the Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has revealed that the 106 emergency call service number was made unavailable by Telstra for 12 hours and 46 minutes between July 5th and 6th in 2024. TTY is a text-based communication method for people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have speech impediments. This allows them to communicate via typed text over a phone line. The investigation revealed that the Telstra service was disconnected during a server migration process. The telco giant has agreed to pay a penalty and launch an independent review into the incident. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander readers are advised that the following story contains the name of an Indigenous person who has died. Their name was released with permission of their families. Grandfather of 24-year-old Aboriginal man who died in police custody this week has renewed calls for CCTV footage and an independent inquiry into the death. Wulpiri man Kamanji White died last Tuesday after being restrained by plainclothes police officers in a Coles market. It is alleged that he assaulted a security guard, yet CCTV footage is yet to be released. Respected Wulpiri elder Ned Jampinjapa Hargraves says his grandson was a very happy person with a disability on NDIS. Mr. Hargrave said the family is still crying and very, very angry. After speaking to Northern Territory police in the days following the death, Mr. Hargrave said it was, quote, the same story we hear every time, that this has happened and the police just did their job, end quote. He further commented, quote, we are losing lots of our loved ones. We want to get the police to be accountable because it keeps going, end quote. The death prompted outrage from the Wulpiri community of Alice Springs, with hundreds expressing their grief and anger at a vigil on Friday. In international news, Ukraine has striked the Kerch Bridge between Russia and Crimean Peninsula in ongoing conflict. The bridge, which acts as a major road rail and supply route for Russian forces in Ukraine, was hit with below-the-water explosives Tuesday morning local time. Kiev's security service, the SBU, released footage of the blast in their social media. The 19-kilometre bridge is the only direct link over the Kerch Strait between the transport network of Russia and Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow illegally annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The attack comes following the launch of Kiev's major drone attack on Russian nuclear-capable long-range bomber planes on Sunday. The attack was on distant airfields and did not result in any reported casualties. Meanwhile, Russian strikes have killed 3 and injured 25, including children, in artillery attack on Ukraine's northeastern city of Sumy. Russia has told Ukraine that peace talks in Istanbul would only be agreed to if Kiev concedes territory and limits the size of its army.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.